What up, everybody? Welcome to Career Convos, our third episode.
Yay!
Woo! I have with me Alvaro.
Hello, everybody.
And today we're going to be talking about interviewing, which is perhaps, you know, one of the most intimidating parts of job searching is getting through that interview.
Yeah, definitely. If you're listening, I think most of you guys had at least your first interview already. And most likely you were either really scared, couldn't sleep the day before type of thing, or, you know, it was just either a really bad interview or it was really like a really good interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there doesn't seem to be like an in-between. So, yeah. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
So what even, Alvaro, tell us, like, what even is the purpose of an interview?
Okay, so the purpose of an interview is, in a sense, it's the second step of the application process, if you think about it, because the first step was putting in your resume,
mm-hmm.
Your cover letter and all that good stuff. And in a sense, the company has already saw your resume and thought of you as qualified for the position. So now their job is to decide whether you would fit in with their culture, whether your personality, the way maybe you carry yourself, or just like certain traits that you carry that they couldn't have gotten through the resume or through the cover letter that they can only get through in person, they will see through an interview. And if they really like you, then most of the time you're going to get the job. So hopefully, I mean, like, in a sense, I think that what we're going to try to do is explain it in a way that doesn't make it seem as daunting as people make it seem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it's a huge misconception of like, oh my God, this interview. Even in movies, they make it seem like it's a huge deal. If you're prepared and like, you know, you like know yourself and do the things that we're going to talk about for a little bit, like, you should be okay. Like, it's not as big as it seems. So,
and I think you could bring up a good point where I think where the nerves and all the, like, being scared comes from.
Which is natural.
Which is natural. Yeah. And it comes from being like, oh my God, I'm not qualified. But you make a really good point that if you have the interview, that means that you already are qualified. Because your resume showed that you're qualified. So before we get, like, into the details and the hard stuff, I just want to ask, do you remember the first ever interview you had?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so the first interview I had, so it was a retail job.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Okay.
So, like, last year. Like, this, I guess it didn't happen that long ago. but it was a retail job. It was my first job ever. Everybody can relate. You know, you're like, I'm straight out of high school. And you're like, what do I do? Go work at the mall or go work fast food. Like, super relatable. All my friends did it. So I get the interview. But the way I did it was I went in person and I asked, I was like, oh, are you guys hiring? Blah, blah, blah. They told me to go online. I already knew that I went in person because I wanted them to see who I was. They ended up liking my resume and everything. So they called me in. It was the weirdest. It was a good interview. So I'm just straight off the bat. There's like nothing crazy that happened, but it was really weird. In my head, I imagined an interview to be in a room with like I know this is funny, but like with dark lighting and it's just like you and then the interviewer just being across from you and then them asking you like questions like in a very serious like tone and then you're just like trying to figure out like the answers. But my interview went like the complete opposite. So the first person that ever hired me, which his name is Anthony, he's a good friend of mine now, he was like, okay, are you ready for this interview? You know, I walked into this retail job. It was a hat job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you do hats and you sell hats. And I came in here, like, nice, prepared, you know, fancy clothing. They're working over here with some polos and, like, regular khakis, no tucked-in shirts, sneakers. So I'm, like, super overdressed, which is fine. You know, you gotta dress over the position.
Right.
But then, yeah, so we were just walking around. And we didn't even sit down. We literally walked around the mall, and he was asking me questions like, hey, what school do you go to?
Not even the store, just the whole mall?
No. Like, literally walked around the mall, like, if we were friends, and he was just asking me questions.
That's so funny.
Which, like, and it's funny because we even stopped at See's Candy, and he was like, you wanna stop for a chocolate?
Oh, my God.
This is an interview. Like, remind the fact that it was an interview. Like,
and your first interview.
My first interview ever. So I'm over here.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah. So in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? Like, I was not expecting this. Anyways, long story short, I ended up getting the job. But then now reflecting on it, now that I'm a career coach and like now I have all this knowledge and this like context mm-hmm. behind it, there's like two things that I really get out of it. The first is that, first of all, not all your interviews are going to be like that, especially yeah. once you get into a more professional, don't get your hopes up, retail jobs. Obviously, you want to be prepared. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that it made me realize that not all interviewers are going to be this bad, like, person that, or this obstacle. Yeah. Like, he literally ended up becoming my friend. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, we switched jobs. We went on with our lives, but we still, like, text each other and things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's like, this huge misconception of what I grew up thinking what an interview would be like was completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. That's, like, for sure, like, a good lesson.
So, did you guys stop and get the See's candy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We stopped and got, like, 3 samples.
That's heck of funny.
And then
funny.
I couldn't talk because I had chocolate and like caramel in my mouth. So I don't know how that worked out. But
that's so funny. I my experience is completely different. It's
actually, on the other end of the spectrum.
It's so funny. And I think back and I feel so bad for my little self. Uh-huh. Okay, so mine was my first ever interview. It wasn't for a job. It was actually for school.
Okay.
So when I started, when I was in eighth grade, I wanted to go to middle college, high school, which is like a collaboration with our community college at Delta.
Okay.
And it's like a special sort of high school where instead of just doing like your 4-year diploma, you can actually also get your associate's degree during high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember somebody had told my mom about the program, and like my mom was like, oh, this would be great because you could get like 2 years of college, like after, like you don't even have to like spend those 4 years in college
because
you're saving time. Mm-hmm. And it's just like accelerated, great stuff. So I was like, okay. So I applied and I got the interview. And mind you, like I didn't even know what a formal interview was because like my dad or like my brothers or like anyone that I knew who was like doing jobs and had to do interviews,
uh-huh.
it was like basic entry level stuff, like working at like gas stations or like the mm-hmm. post office. So they didn't have like formal interviews,
or they couldn't like, hey, here's some
yeah
heads up.
Here's some heads up, or like yeah. nothing. We didn't even talk about that. And eighth grade, it's still early for like
yeah,
school
really
it's
early.
Really early. So I didn't get any sort of education even in school about like, oh, resumes or
yeah.
you know. And so the day of my interview comes and I roll up looking real pretty. I was like, I'm gonna dress up. You know how I dressed up? I put on my best jeans.
Oh, that was dressing up for you.
That was dressing
okay,
up for
okay.
me.
It's
like
context, you were in eighth grade.
My best jeans. I think I ironed them too. And I put on...
Of course.
I put on like some little... It was summertime, so I put on like these cute little sandals.
Oh,
I had my hair
gosh.
Done. I was wearing like these dangly earrings. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I look nice.
So the complete opposite.
Complete
of what we
opposite
told people
of professionalism.
The last episode.
Oh, poor little Rita. So anyways,
okay.
I get to the Delta campus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just hard to find because I'd never gone to Delta before, like the actual campus.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And so I'm like looking for the place. We finally find the place and I'm already late at this point.
Okay.
And when I get there, I see that everyone is like dressed professionally,
oh.
right? All the boys are in like full like 3-piece suit sort of
right,
thing,
right, right.
and like all the girls are really dressed up, and I'm like, oh, shoot. And then I go into my interview, and I had brought a folder with all my certificates.
With your
like my like any sort of like, you know, like student of the month.
Oh, you
or
brought
like,
that?
I brought a whole portfolio of every certificate I had
by
ever received.
But
my honor roll and stuff, because I thought that, you know, I didn't know what a resume was.
No, yeah, of course.
And yeah, the interview, I don't remember what happened during the interview. I just remember it was like, it was, I think it was a panel of 3 people. And
oh, so it wasn't even just one person.
No, it was a panel of three.
This
I think they
serious.
Were like, yeah, they were like counselors,
wow.
I think. They were counselors.
What a first experience.
I know. It was so intimate. And then I remember walking out And I was like, yeah, this isn't it. I'm probably not going to get this. And then I was with my mom. So we just, like, we went to the mall afterwards. Oh, and, yeah, I didn't get it. Oh. But I look back and I think it's so funny because I literally had, nothing. The epitome of, like, no idea because just no sort of training or even knowledge.
I mean, it's fair. Yeah. I mean, like looking back at it, you can laugh.
I mean, I think it's a funny story now, but just, it's an intense first experience for sure.
I mean, it was, like, traumatic. You're in eighth grade.
Low-key, a little bit.
Like, getting ready for, like, high school, which is, like, already daunting for some people. So.
Yeah. So I wanted to have those stories just to break the ice about, like, you know, everybody goes through different
experiences. Everybody has that first experience. Yeah.
And the great thing is you can only keep getting better.
Of course.
With every interview. And so what we want to do now is just break it down for you guys about the different sort of interview questions that you will encounter and some of the strategies that you can use to answer them. So first, there's two types of interview questions. First are just like some common ones, and then secondly are some behavioral ones. So we'll start off with some common interview questions. Alvaro, do you want to maybe list some of those for us?
Yeah. So just very briefly, I think we'll talk about like two of the main ones, which is tell me about yourself, and what is the other one? We're going to talk about what are your strengths and weaknesses. Just to save a little time, we can obviously go into all of them. But tell me about yourself is probably, like, one of the most common ones. And the one that, like, you... Okay, so let's just start with tell me about yourself. So the first one is, it's really general. So it's, like, you can go in any direction. Mm-hmm. So you're, like, okay, where do I start? and I think the biggest key is to know yourself. And I know what you're thinking. Like, okay.
I'm thinking Drake. Oh, know yourself. Okay.
Well, no, I'm thinking about it. Okay, so... It's like, okay, why? Like, why is it that you have to know yourself? You have to know everything that you put down on your resume. Mm. Most of the time, the resumes that I've seen, the last time that people checked them is either months ago or years ago because they didn't need a resume until the point in which they needed the resume because they're applying for a job. So first of all, go look at your resume and make sure that you can tell the story about every single experience that you've had on there or just know it like the back of your hand because... best believe they're probably gonna ask you something about your resume.
Absolutely.
Another thing too, for people that have more like experience and more like things to talk about in their resumes, make sure that you can explain any irregularities. For example, if you've been working in a certain industry for a really long time and now all of a sudden you're applying for a completely different industry, like maybe HR to like computer science, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. or hardware or engineering, it's like, why the change, why, like, make sure you're able to explain those things. As far as the knowing yourself part, it goes a little bit further than just the resume, knowing your resume. The other thing you want to know is kind of like, if you had 15 seconds to kind of like just tell somebody like who you are, make sure that in those 50 seconds you tell them like a highlight reel of everything you bring to the table. However, because you're in an interview, you want to back it up with credibility, with you know, like experiences.
Examples.
You want to build credibility, basically. So that's like the main thing. However, like the tell me about yourself thing, I think that it's best if you practice it with one of your friends or you practice it in your room. I know like some people say like, oh, talk in the mirror. I can't do that. I don't know. Like, I don't know about everybody else, but that's not my thing. I just... honestly, I think in my head, but it helps to think out loud or say it because sometimes you're like, oh, snap, who am I? Like, what am I? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you think you know yourself until it comes to the moment where you actually have to talk about yourself and actually gear it towards that, like, job. That's when it becomes like, oh, snap. You know what I mean? So I don't want that oh, snap moment to happen when you're in an interview.
Yeah.
I want that to happen, like, a week before or like when you're preparing for it.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's like how I would describe the tell me about yourself. Not too complicated. The main thing is just review all your accomplishments, review all your experiences and everything like that. And then maybe just practice with a friend or something.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah, another one of the most common questions that are always asked are, what are your strengths and weaknesses? Mm-hmm. And in terms of strength, so you want to have a solid 3 strengths. And as Alvaro had mentioned earlier, you want to be able to cite specific examples of times or experiences where you showed that strength. For example, if your strength is that you are a really good team worker, then you want to be able to cite an example of a time where you worked in a team and you were able to work really well with that team. And then on to weaknesses. Although the word itself is plural, you don't want to list any more than one weakness. And you want to always talk about a weakness that you are currently working on. And you want to make sure that this weakness is not something that directly conflicts with the job that you're interviewing for. For example, if you're working to get a job in community relations, you don't want to say that your weakness is that you don't like to talk in public, mm-hmm. right? Because that directly conflicts with what you are applying for. But some common weaknesses that people also tend to talk about are things like, oh, I'm too much of a hard worker. Those type of things come off as pretentious sometimes, or they can come off as not authentic. So you want to stay away from those as well. There should be some, level of truth to your weakness. For example, I know one that I have used was, I get easily intimidated by people that are like superior to me.
Position wise, and I
always cited that's something I've been trying to work more on through building my confidence and knowing that I bring a lot to the table, and that's how I've been working on it. Excuse me. So that's how you essentially answer that strength and weakness question. Strengths, just make sure it's 3 and you can cite examples. With weakness, it's something that you've been working on. And then I think just as a whole with common interviewing questions, they're going to ask you about, things like why, if you're in college, why did you choose your major, or, your education, your background, some of your accomplishments. And again, across the board for these common interviewing questions, the basic main one tip that we can give you is to always cite examples, and know that these common interview questions, you're going to take about 30 to 45 seconds to answer them. They're going to be super straightforward. And you're just going to have to cite a super simple example.
Mm-hmm. Just like 2 little other things that I just thought about while when you were talking. The first is the whole 45 to a minute mm-hmm. answering the question is key. I think because if you remember to answer in a concise manner, you avoid ranting.
Exactly.
And when you rant, you don't give time for the employer or the hiring manager to ask you the questions they want to know about, that they care about.
And it's so easy to get lost in thought.
Oh, ranting. It's super easy because mm-hmm. first of all, you're nervous, which is completely normal. Yeah. So you speaking, first of all, you're going to be speaking super, super, super really fast. And then all of a sudden, you're the hiring manager doesn't know what you're talking about.
And they're going to lose interest. If a person is just talking for 2 minutes straight, I can't keep up.
A hiring manager and then probably have 10 in a day or something like that. Yeah. Right. You don't want that to happen.
Right.
So remember a concise manner, and the easiest way to do that is just to prepare, we've been saying. And then the other thing for the weaknesses part, if you completely don't know any weaknesses, because it happens, you're I don't really know any weakness. I don't want to say communication because it's such an umbrella term. It's super general. Mm-hmm. I think the best thing you can do, which I don't know if we did that here, but is ask a friend, a close friend, or ask a colleague. Because there's 2 things. They're going to tell you the truth most of the time, especially if they're a good friend of yours. And it's not awkward. It's not let me lie about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're not going to try to sugarcoat it. They're going to mm-hmm. tell you straight up. And then most of the time, it's going to be, you were saying, authentic. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's going to be an actual thing that you didn't even realize that you were probably bad at.
Yeah.
But just make sure that you're telling them how you're working on it so you can turn it into a positive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So moving forward, so we covered like some of the tips for the common interviewing questions. And now we want to switch over to another type of question that happens in interviews, which we label behavioral questions. And these type of questions are things like, tell me about a situation you wished you had handled differently. Yeah. Or something like, have you ever had to go the extra mile to satisfy a customer? And what did you do? Or tell me about how you helped a school group or work group accomplish its goals. Yeah. So really, it's asking you more than just a straightforward question. It's more open-ended, and it's more situational.
Yeah, definitely. So it's always the, like, as soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, it's like the trigger word is like, tell me about a time. Or it's like, okay, you're in a position where you kind of have to tell a story.
Yeah.
And two things can happen. The first is you kind of get lost and you're like, I have no direction. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Or the other is you do know what you're going to talk about, but you stray from the point.
Yeah.
And the best way to not stray from the point is to use the methodology that a lot of people know about. But if you don't know about it, it's called STAR.
Star.
Yeah, star. Okay, I've never heard it like that. But basically, it's just an acronym, right?
It's an acronym.
Yeah, so it's an acronym, STAR. And like she was saying, it's situation for the S, it's a task for the T, action for the A, and result for the R. And it's literally like a kind of like a super easy way to remember in your head, because mm-hmm. it's just start, so you're just like situation, task, action, result, like you just think about it in your head, so mm-hmm. you don't stray from the point.
It's essentially a formula on how to answer those behavioral questions that tell me about yours. So starting off with the S, in you would start off by contextualizing the situation.
Yeah.
So if they're saying, you know, tell me about a time, you set up the situation. So you talk mm-hmm. about, you know, like, this is what was going on. Yeah, this was my role.
For example, like, let's just give it just super general. Like, one of the most common ones is like, tell me about a time when you were dealing with conflict, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing you want to do is set up the situation. So you think about a time where you were dealing with conflict, where like something happened, something that you weren't expecting. And then, like you were saying, you set up, like, the scenery. Like, yeah. I think, I forgot who told me it, but pretend like you're painting the picture for them.
Exactly.
Set up the time, set up the place, yeah. How long ago, what were you doing, what was the goal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then once you've done that, once you've talked about, you know, what your role was, you know, what maybe what goal you were trying to accomplish that day, mm-hmm. Et cetera, then you want to talk about the specific task.
Right.
So like, what was your job that you were trying to do in this situation?
Yeah.
Right?
So like the job, duty, you know, task mm-hmm. that you were doing. Some people at this point, I noticed that like, they're like, okay, this is what I was doing. This is my job. And then this is like kind of what started happening. They start getting a little bit like, they go back into their head. And to like, I think, well, like one thing can happen, which is, you kind of like the emotion of that situation, because if it's a conflict, yeah. it kind of starts getting in there.
Yeah,
you don't want to like talk yeah. down on like a past experience. You don't want to talk down about another person. Why? Because you may do it again.
Yeah,
it's just a bad way of you. You know, it's bad formality. Really.
Yeah, and that's what like again going back to the S and the T, mm-hmm. Like setting up the situation and the task, it allows you to take your emotions away from it and just focus mm-hmm. on like, okay, so in this situation when we're talking about conflict, mm-hmm. Like what was the conflict that was happening, not how you were feeling about it or not how you were. Yeah, exactly. Just contextualize, mm-hmm. but don't add your emotions into it.
Yeah, definitely.
So once you've set up the situation, you've talked about what was going on, mm-hmm. and then you've outlined your task of, like, this is what you needed to do in the situation, mm-hmm. Then you want to say A, action. How did you deal with the situation?
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, what did you do?
In result of this happening. So, like, a good way to think about it is, like, this is the halfway point. This is like, you're telling a story, remember? So mm-hmm. this is like the point where you're at the tippy top, you're getting to the climax, and you're explaining, okay, this is what's going on. I talked to, this is what I did. I talked to my hiring manager, or not my hiring manager. I talked to my manager about the situation, or maybe you took initiative. That's another kind of way to sneak in some keywords in there. Maybe this is the time for you to take leadership because it was a conflict within a group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is the time where you're just like, okay, this is when I put my foot down and this is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to talk about the R, which is like, yeah, what people always forget. You know, like you're right there. So
yeah. So now you've done all of this and you want to wrap it up. You want to have like a nice little bow on top, mm-hmm, with the R, which is the result. So what happened as a result of your action? Did things get better? Were you able to calm the situation? Were you able to not only resolve the conflict, but set up a way so that the conflict never happens again? You know, just bring it all back together,
yeah,
with the result.
It's a good way to like kind of like start showcasing the ability of you taking leadership, taking initiative in a certain situation, because if you've done it in the past, then and then you're showing credibility towards it because you're showing the time and place in which, mm-hmm, you did it, then they trust you more. You
exactly
know what I mean? And it's like the only time where you can kind of like talk to them face to face in person and they can get a sense of how you deal with certain situations.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So again, that's STAR for situation, task, action, and result.
Right.
And that's the way you can answer any sort of behavioral questions.
So I think the next thing, which is like now you've answered all the questions, you're kind of like wrapping up the interview. Now it's they ask you, do you have any questions? You always want to have at least, at least, like it's never bad to have at least more than three.
Right.
Even prepared, you know, 3 to 5 is fine. But now you always want to have questions because you don't want to seem unprepared. You don't want to seem uninterested in the position, because imagine you just had a great interview. And then you just finish it like, okay, you know, thank you for your time. And then you just leave. Like, that's super, like this is your chance to turn it, yeah, on them. And you gain insight on the position, because maybe there's something about the position that you really want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you can also, like, think about it like a conversation, right? Because essentially, yeah, an interview is just a conversation. Say, like, Elvar, you and I were talking, mm-hmm, and you asked me, like, a bunch of questions about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the conversation stopped. And now it was my turn to ask you questions. But I was just like, all right, well, it was good talking to you, Alvaro. Yeah, and I just left. That would ruin a really good conversation, yeah, right? Like, you would want me to ask you something back.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same way, when you're in an interview,
people love talking about themselves.
Right. It's, yeah, a great opportunity for you to show that you have done research on this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great opportunity for you to go outside of just what they had planned and really, you know, turn the table and ask them things about their company. And so we have some examples of things that you can ask them.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can just say my go-to.
Yeah.
For example, for me, because everybody's different. Everybody has what they want in a position. And I think that's super key. Know what you want. And I think one of the things for me is I like fast-paced environments. I like it when you're interacting with, like, everybody else in like, that position. And sometimes some jobs are just not fast-paced, you know, just because of the nature of the environment, which is fine. But that's something I would definitely ask. I would ask, well, what is the culture like? What is a normal day in this position look like? Is it fast-paced? Is it like you kind of just do a project, you finish it, turn it in, go on to the next thing? That's something that really matters to me. But to everybody is completely different. Some of them that we have written down here are like, 6 months from now, how would you know you hired the right person for this job? Just putting them in the position where they have to, like, answer and give you insight about something.
You'll be evaluated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How will you be able to evaluate it? Another one is, like, how hard it is to climb the ranks in this position, because you want to know what the highest position that you can get to. That's another thing for long term.
Yeah.
That, you know, sometimes everybody thinks short term, and they forget the long term part of it.
Right. And you can always, you know, even write these down and bring them to the interview. And that's always good to have. And, you know, as you enter, you can say, you know, I did have some questions for you guys. So is it okay if I look at my notes really quickly? And that'll really help you stand out. So now that you guys have all the information on how to do the actual interview, let's talk a little bit about thank you letters.
Yeah, definitely. So a thank you letter is like, in this case, it's the cherry on the top.
Mm.
I mean, it's the time where like half of the people, or maybe 25% of the people, or maybe even just 1 out of 10 of the people gonna go out of their way and just send them a little email saying thank you. Thank you for your time and all those things. But mostly it's another chance for you to kind of like showcase your personality. Because like, who goes out of their way to like thank another person? Like
someone who wants a job.
Someone wants a job. I mean, yeah, sure. But like, you gotta, because at the end of the day, they're another person. I mean, yeah. It's nice to know that their time was like valuable.
Valuable, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So in this thank you letter, you briefly want to just thank the person for taking the time to interview you, then maybe mention something brief that you discussed during your interview.
Or even after, if you guys got along.
Yeah, you know. Just, you know, if you say that you're looking forward to hearing from them,
yeah.
And thank them. You don't want to make this a really long letter. Yeah. You want to make it very, again, like Alara had mentioned, concise,
yep.
And quick. But also show that you put in effort.
Yeah. And then a good tip is like to send it the morning, the day after
right.
you had your interview. Because obviously if you send it the same day, they probably had like a million interviews. But the day after, first thing in the morning, when they get into their job and they open up their emails, they're going to see your name again. It's like, boom, straight out the gate, your name is in their mind again.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it also like if you send it like early on in the morning, mm-hmm. it's almost like, oh, like yeah. this person is like up early in the morning and ready to get their stuff done. So
yeah, I didn't
like,
even think about it like
it's
that.
It's another way to really showcase that you're a professional.
Yeah, that's true. Because that means you got up in the morning. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, yes, okay, that's a good exactly. way of thinking about it too.
So everything that we've talked about today in terms of interviewing applies to alternate interviews as well. For example, things that are phone or web-based. The questions follow the same sort of strategies. Same with thank you letters. The only thing that would be different and we would recommend in terms of tips is making sure that your technology works. So if you're having a phone interview, make sure that, you know, you at the time that it is, you're ready to take that call. You're in a place that's quiet where there won't be a lot of static or like disturbances or background noise. In terms of web-based, if it is a video call, make sure that you are dressed professionally. Make sure that your background is professional looking. And again, make sure your technology is working and that there is not a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
Don't get, you know, like, nerved up or anything like that. It's the same thing. Just prepare mm-hmm. for it maybe, like, a couple of days before. Practice a little bit, answering a couple of the questions. Know those experiences. Know those situations in the back of your head. Or even write them down. It's not a big
exactly.
deal.
Exactly.
But, yeah, just be authentic. Don't fake anything. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, it should simply feel like a conversation.
Exactly.
Shouldn't feel like robotic, like, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you guys again for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We look forward to more conversations with you guys. And hopefully you got some tips out of our interviewing episode.
Definitely. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one, okay?
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.